If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Today, it seems like Conan O'Brien is the only talk show host who is loved. Almost every other talk show host seems so soulless, like they've sold their soul to Hollywood. But upon looking at the host, a lot of people might not think much of them. But during his time on television, he has quickly become one of the most well-loved hosts in history. So how did he do this? Why does everyone seem to love Conan? And did Conan ever sell his soul to Hollywood? Before anything else in his life, Conan O'Brien was always goofing around, a trait that has often come to be expected from people who grew up under the rigid rulings of Catholicism. As a young boy, he loved comedy and making people laugh, and it was a love he would carry with him even as he grew older. As the years passed, Conan would eventually turn his love of comedy into something lucrative, and become one of the most well-loved talk show hosts in history. So how did he go from being just a funny kid to taking over all of the entertainment industry? Well, before interviewing celebrities and putting on wacky skits, O'Brien was entertaining audiences through his writing. Between 1988 and 1993, he was the pen behind several Saturday Night Live skits. He also served as a writer and producer for The Simpsons, taking a show about a suburban family with more normal problems and turning it into the amazing show people love today. While his scripts were undeniably funny, no one actually knew who Conan O'Brien was, which made it even more surprising when NBC chose him as the successor to David Letterman on Late Night. When he appeared on the screen for the first time with his sidekick and fellow writer Andy Richter, many people wrote him off, describing him as awkward and uneasy. And if you look at the clips, you can see how nervous he really was. Which was to be expected from a man who went from a person behind a writer's desk to the face of a show in the span of just a few months. While the show was almost cancelled several times, things got so bad that NBC interns had to fill the seats that the audience members had left empty. But it wouldn't take long for the public's opinion of Conan to soon change. As he developed his humor and delivery, fans and critics noticed that he had great chemistry with his guests and a brilliant way with words. Raised by a professor father and lawyer mother, it only makes sense that he graduated from Harvard University, where he honed his comedic writing skills. And you can clearly see that his intelligence often shines through his comedy in the form of whip-fast wit, well-set-up jokes, and the way he handles different situations. Whether he's adjusting to better suit the personality and humor of his guests, or dealing with a heavy loss. Unlike what seems to be most talk show hosts these days, Conan seems to be genuine both on and off stage. This was especially true when he conducted staff performance reviews or hung out with his interns. While he acts like a bad boss, throwing stuff around the office, yelling at people, and asking slightly inappropriate questions, almost everyone he interacts with either looks like they're desperately trying to hold it together, or they're just openly laughing. This is in stark contrast to someone like James Corden, who couldn't even name two of the cameramen on his show during a spill your guts or fill your guts segment with Jimmy Kimmel.
Name two of the cameramen in this room.
It's a different crew tonight, actually.
The host tried to play off his lack of knowledge, as to show a different crew that night, but still it was obvious from everyone's reaction that he wouldn't have known anyone's names anyway. Gordon hasn't even tried to pretend to be a good boss during the writer's strike.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Strike in 2019. Gordon took the internet by storm when it was revealed that he had gone to a WGA meeting without any of his writers and tried to advocate for a program that would allow his show to pay writers less than the guild had set as a minimum. While Gordon tried to claim that he just wanted to give young writers better opportunities, no one was buying it. Some even pointed out that he had one of the most successful talk shows around and yet was still trying to take advantage of young writing interns desperate for an opportunity and willing to accept any offer they were made. Conan O'Brien at least seems to value his staff and their conduct, something he's proved many times over the years. He makes a point of getting to know his employees, and has even congratulated those who have gone on to make names for themselves. Take John Krasinski, for example. During an interview with Larry King, John mentioned that he used to work as a script intern for Conan O'Brien during his junior year of college.
I was an intern for Conan O'Brien my junior year of college.
For a summer,
and I was his script intern.
The actor cited O'Brien as his inspiration when it comes to comedy, and spoke about how he appeared beside his former employer to discuss The Office in 2005.
People have asked me before, what's your biggest influence comedically? And I said, without a doubt, it's Conan O'Brien. One of the most surreal moments of my entire life has been the first night I went on that show. I get to the blue curtain back on the 12:30 slot in NBC, and they pulled the curtain, and I blacked out. That is not an exaggeration. I totally blacked out, don't remember anything until Conan was shaking my hand and pushed me into the couch and said everything's gonna be fine.
The two bounced easily off of each other, rehashing memories and exchanging jabs. However, as the interview came to a close, Conan took a moment to let John know that he was proud of him and what he'd managed to achieve.
And then at the end, if you go back and watch the interview, you can see that I actually end up tearing up because at the end, he takes a moment in the segment to say how proud he is of me, and I'll never forget it.
Conan also makes a point of ensuring that his staff is looked after and has often paid their salaries out of pocket during writer strikes. However, he also expects his staff and crew to maintain a certain amount of respect and politeness and doesn't take kindly to anyone who doesn't have patience for others, especially waiting staff, something James Corden doesn't even expect of himself. In 2022, the owner of a popular restaurant named Baltazar took to Instagram to tell the world about his employee's experience with Corden. He described him as a tiny cretin of a man, before explaining how on 2 separate occasions, Corden had shouted at his servers, demanding free drinks by the threat of a nasty review on Yelp after discovering a hair in his food the first time, and absolutely exploded the second because his wife egg yolk egg omelette, accidentally had a bit of egg white mixed in, and after the dish had been made, the server brought it out with fries instead of salad. According to the restaurant owner, Gordon started yelling at the server about how they couldn't do their job, and how he would have to go into the kitchen and cook the omelette himself, apparently forgetting the fact that servers don't prepare the food. The owner then finished by asserting that in the 25 years his restaurant had been open, they'd never had to serve such an abusive customer before proceeding to ban him. While the ban was temporarily lifted after Gordon called the owner to apologize, the owner, mind you, not the servers he screamed at, that didn't last long. After an interview with the New York Times, in which he insisted that he hadn't done anything wrong and that the issue was beneath him, the owner had enough. He couldn't believe that Gordon had denied being abusive to his servers, who had
running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Nothing to gain out of lying about his treatment of them. He officially banned Gordon from ever stepping foot in his restaurant unless he apologized to the two servers he insulted. While this was going on, and Gordon was making a very poor attempt at damage control by not taking any real responsibility for what had happened, one of Conan O'Brien's writers took the opportunity to let people know, by announcing to the public that when the host witnessed a member of his staff being rude to a server at a restaurant, Conan fired them. Not only was it a perfect jab, but it was a great indicator of just how different the two hosts were. One is a performative, charming, funny guy with a deep repressed mean streak inside of him, and the other is a genuinely kind person who likes to make people laugh. Based on everything, there's no denying that Conan cares about his staff. He treats them almost like his family and can joke and laugh with everyone, from the producers who handle his show to his interns. Understandably, he'd want to continue working with them for as long as possible. Taking all of this into consideration, it then makes sense why NBC started causing problems for Conan, and he would not only do everything in his power to make sure his staff were looked after, but also do his best to try and take them with him wherever he went, which was proved again in 2010. You see, we can't talk about Conan O'Brien without discussing what happened with NBC and Jay Leno, especially after the way their last business interaction went down. After working on Late Night for 16 years, the longest time a host has ever served in the history of the talk show, Conan succeeded Jay Leno and took over as host of The Tonight Show in 2009, having been promised 5 years earlier that he would get the position. It's always been one of his dreams, which is a part of the reason he stuck with the network for so long, even though it would have been easy to secure a talk show elsewhere. For 7 months, he entertained a new audience with insightful and often hilarious interviews and wacky skits. People didn't know that behind the scenes, Conan and his crew were receiving very little support from NBC, who couldn't handle the fact that their numbers were dropping after the change and were scrambling to try and find a way to make things work. Unfortunately for Conan, NBC was not happy with his or Leno's numbers, or the fact that Conan had refused to tone down his behavior for a more mainstream audience, and decided to move the older host show from its primetime slot to the Tonight Shows, which in turn would be pushed back half an hour into the early morning hours of the next day. Conan was understandably disappointed by this change, not just because NBC was cheating him out of a slot after years of stringing him along just to keep him out of other networks' hands, but because he believed it would damage what he considered to be the greatest franchise in the history of broadcasting. After a bit of negotiation with the network, Conan announced that he would leave The Tonight Show in January of that year, not 3 months after he he left, Jay Leno was back in the spot as the host of the show, and NBC was happy that their ratings had returned to the original state. While the situation sucked, Conan didn't leave NBC empty-handed, and neither did his crew. During his discussion with the network, he managed to negotiate a $45 million deal and ensure that $12 million of what he had promised was distributed amongst his staff. And it didn't stop there. While he couldn't work with another network until September, he wasn't going to let NBC stop him from making people laugh. So he took his entire crew, everyone who'd been with him since late night, and went on a comedy tour that coincided with his announcement that he would be starting a new talk show with TBS, who have allowed him to do pretty much anything he wants without much complaint. The whole issue with NBC and The Tonight Show opened people's eyes to the type of man Jay Leno was, especially when Conan was finally allowed to appear on.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
TV. 4 months after he departed from NBC, and did an interview with 60 Minutes. Now, commendably, Conan didn't wish the network or Jay Leno any ill will. However, he did voice his disappointment with the network for not giving him much of a chance to settle in as the host of The Tonight Show. When asked if Jay Leno acted honorably during the whole debacle, Conan explained that if he were in Leno's situation and had already moved on from a show and wished his successor well, he would have tried something new. Instead, Jay Leno did the safe thing for himself and returned, which many Conan fans didn't appreciate. Losing your dream job is a terrible experience, but rather than dwelling on what could have been and allowing it to become a death sentence to his career, Conan turned it into an opportunity for growth. Happy with the money he was bringing in with his new talk show, and trusting in his ability to entertain people, TBS gave the comedian the green light on his very own travel show, Conan O'Brien Must Go. While O'Brien was doing a fantastic job of showcasing the world as he could, he was also demonstrating exactly why people loved him so much. All Conan needed was his goofy, chaotic self. Not only were his fans in stitches, but so were people who were utterly clueless about who he was. This would be a near impossible feat for hosts like Jimmy Kimmel and Ellen DeGeneres, who rely heavily on their audience's knowledge of themselves, pop culture, and current politics to get a laugh. You see, around 2016, as the internet was becoming rife with memes and poisoned by the culture war of the presidential election, celebrities often found themselves repeating the message of their corporate sponsors to make sure they seemed trendy and saying the right things at the right times.
On Tuesday, November 8th, this country will make one of the most important,
the most important decisions in its history.
As a result, we started to see talk show hosts like Kimmel dedicating huge segments of their shows to these issues, particularly during the 2016 election. They would often spread fake political messages to pander to the loudest voices just to avoid being cancelled themselves. Unfortunately for these hosts, all these attempts at virtue signaling usually backfired as they felt forced and made them appear so inauthentic. Everybody hated it. These preachy Hollywood elites telling the public what they should believe in and laughing at those who didn't believe in what they say. But obviously most people didn't want a talk show host, some millionaire famous person, to preach at them about something they know very little about. But that didn't stop Kimmel. The host completely destroyed his reputation in this period. The host wouldn't get far into his monologues without throwing some rant about politics in the middle.
I wasn't president. I was like a guy, right? A guy with potential.
A guy with potential to ruin everything that is good in the world.
Ellen isn't any better either. In all the years she hosted The Ellen Show, she always preached about being kind to people, even if they didn't share your beliefs. However, she never seemed to expect that from herself. Not only did she dedicate an entire monologue to doing everything she could to bash Trump, which in turn completely polarized her audience, but she also banned multiple celebrities from actually appearing on her show because they didn't share her views. And I mean, you can't really expect much better from a woman who uses her guest discomfort and embarrassment to entertain
a... If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Herself and her audience. No wonder she became one of the most hated talk show hosts in history. And while watching Ellen prank one of her guests may be funny to some people, especially if they seem to be enjoying it themselves, there have been a few instances where the celebrity being pranked looked like they'd rather be anywhere else, most notably Taylor Swift and Channing Tatum. The two appeared on the talk show separately several times over the years, and in one or two interviews seemed to regret their choices. Tatum's regret appeared when Ellen forced him to face his fear of Paul Kilane dolls by literally climbing on top of him to put one directly in his face. Imagine if the genders were reversed. I mean, not only did he look incredibly uncomfortable, but people were very quick to point out just how invasive and inappropriate the host was during this interaction. While Ellen has never climbed onto Taylor Swift's lap, she does go out of her way to terrify her and even once bullied the singer to the point of tears when Ellen refused to stop talking about her dating life. And most of the time, the only person who seems to be laughing at her jokes is Ellen herself. And this is the funny, charming presenter version of Ellen. Behind the scenes, she's been reported to be a monster. And while Kimmel might not be as bad as DeGeneres, he does have his moments. I mean, let's not forget that he's become famous for tasking parents with recording their children after telling them they ate all of their Halloween candy, or gifting them a present they wouldn't like for Christmas. While some of the kids' responses are entertaining, most cry or throw a tantrum. But not only do you end up feeling incredibly sorry for the kids, but they're just being exploited and publicly shamed by millions in the audience. Having to deal with their parents using them on social media for the sake of clout just to get a few laughs. Whereas Conan seems to have a very different approach. Now, of course, he does have his strong political opinions, but he doesn't go on about them. He doesn't preach to his audience. He knows most people are split 50-50 between conservative and liberal. And so instead of preaching about his politics, he just chooses to put on fun shows that actually make people laugh. It's a refreshing approach, and it seems to be the only approach that will ever work. This is why the comedian has become so much more popular recently, especially in America, where politics has become so suffocating. Even when he's making what could be considered a political comment, he's never trying to score brownie points with anyone or saying what his puppet masters want him to say. Take how he confronted Hollywood's issue of encouraging over-sexualization while also discouraging predatory behavior when Nicole Scherzinger appeared on his show in 2011. The singer was wearing a very form-fitting dress that made her, in her own words, feel like a sausage. A little way into the interview, she reminded O'Brien to look at her face, not her chest.
Me to be a guest judge, focus, Conan, to be, they asked me.
I'm sorry. Finally, we'll be real here for a second.
Speaking of...
You didn't think I was going to look down there?
The talk show host took the moment in his stride. He's also not afraid to call out guests when they give him a hard time. Like when he proved Jennifer...
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
For Garner Wrong after she tried to claim that snuck wasn't a word. But being a Harvard graduate, he knew this was wrong. But he didn't want to embarrass her too much. Quite the opposite, actually.
I keep a dictionary down here and I just found it. Just want to look at, oh, what the hell? Look right here. Snuck, past and past part of sneak.
And in his interview with Rooney Mara in 2013, this was an excellent example of this. Mara is a brilliant but incredibly shy actress who was visibly nervous throughout her interview. But Conan expertly brings her out of her shell by going out of his way to relate to her. He starts their interview by explaining that he also doesn't enjoy being sung to on his birthday. While her nerves were still there, the two developed a good back and forth, and the interview went well.
You hate it when people sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I actually relate to that. I don't love... I don't love it either. I don't like praise for something that I didn't have anything to do with.
which is only further proof of how genuine Conan seems to be on the stage. Even when he's being over the top and making himself the butt of a joke, the comfort of his guests and the entertainment of his audience always comes first. Furthermore, Conan's success, despite the lack of political commentary in any of the content he produces, demonstrates that there's much more to a talk show than overused jokes about political figures and games that people have seen more times than they can count. Unfortunately, hosts like Jimmy Fallon have yet to learn this, and his show has suffered because of it. Jimmy Fallon has always been one of the better-loved talk show hosts. His laughter was infectious, and he seemed to get along with everyone. He was the most charming guy around. He had untold millions of followers on Instagram and Twitter, and it often felt like celebrities enjoyed his show more than anyone else's because they were guaranteed to have fun with Fallon. He was the upcoming star, and he didn't seem so evil like Jimmy Kimmel and Ellen DeGeneres. However, it didn't take long for this happy facade to start to crumble and for the truth to unravel. It began with the show losing all of its charm as the network pushed him to meet higher numbers and focus on trends, things he never really cared about when he first started. Games went from unique, wacky creations that you could only expect from a celebrity game show to repeats from episodes that had been the most successful. And with the pressure from the networks mounting on him, his alcohol abuse started to rise. People at his work started to claim that he always smelled like booze. His laughter was now feeling so forced.
You can't tell. You can't tell. Yeah.
And his jokes went from entertaining to lame rehashes of the same jokes his competition had delivered that week. It was all completely inauthentic and fake, and almost unbearable to watch. And as this continued, more and more people started to point out flaws in the show they'd once enjoyed, the most glaring of which was how uninteresting some of Fallon's questions were. As people's love for the show and its host dwindled, they went from laughing along with him to mocking his fake laughter, and even questioning all of his authenticity and his intelligence. Whereas with Conan, this never seemed to happen. People never really questioned his authenticity in the same way. And while this
running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Humor is absurd, there's still a level of intelligence that leaves people eager to hear the punchline. People know that Conan is really smart. He's clearly someone who went to Harvard. Fallon, on the other hand, struggles with creating anything new or unique, often leading to more bland and stale jokes that people don't really find funny or with a really fake, socially inept laugh. Either this or he'll miss a setup that's so bad he almost ruins a guest joke, such as the time when Louis C.K. was telling Fallon how much he loved naps. The host chimed in with better than sleep, completely baffling the comedian, who then spent a large portion of the beginning of the interview explaining to Fallon that naps are indeed sleep before moving on to the bit he'd been trying to set up before.
You like it better than sleep?
Better.
Sleep is like the ultimate nap.
You really, that's stupid you just said that.
Conan, on the other hand, seems to actually bounce off of his comedian interviewees and allows them to do their thing, even adding to the bit. Plus, unlike Fallon, each of his attempts at humor feel actually genuine, even when they do fall flat. He also lets his guests dominate the conversation and control where the interview is going. For example, the first time Steve Carell appeared on Conan, the actor spent his segment scoping out the area to decide whether he'd want to promote a future project there. It was something fresh, and while there were definitely scripted moments, Carell was the one steering the entire bit. Unfortunately, though, some hosts feel more interested in getting through through every question and listening to their own voice rather than letting the guest talk, all whilst plugging virtue signaling talking points that the networks and big executives want them to espouse to the public. Something Conan actually experienced firsthand when interviewed by Stephen Colbert in 2017. After greeting Colbert's audience and talking about David Letterman for a bit, Conan O'Brien took the opportunity to speak about a gift he'd received from Letterman shortly after sending the older host a letter of appreciation.
The truck is unloaded. Two cowboys in full chaps, cowboy hats, holding the biggest, most beautiful horse.
As he relayed the details of what happened with the horse, Colbert subtly hurried him along to the end of his story and refused to let him get sidetracked. Once the story was finished, he remarks that he feels like he's on vacation and jokes that his crew cut off the cameras halfway through.
I asked you one question, and we're how many is? We're 9 minutes into your answer.
Conan easily plays off the backhanded comment, acting insulted with Colbert and refusing to answer his next question before eventually allowing him to continue with the interview. This isn't the only time Colbert has given a guest a hard time. Bill Burr would appear on the show in the same year. He would try to tell his story about how he wasn't able to joke about a lesbian because people had gotten sensitive. However, Colbert, one of the most fake virtue signaling people out there, seemed to care much more about his executive's opinion of this than his own authentic views, and tried to actually argue their case.
I was doing a joke. I saw this lesbian walk into a restaurant. Immediately, he's like, oh, my God. It's like, it was undeniable.
That it was a lesbian?
Yeah, she was dressed like John Goodman on Roseanne, you know? That style. And I was just, it was funny to me. She was dressed like a construction worker. Funny.
Maybe she was a construction worker.
She wasn't.
Effectively proving the comedian's.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Point and making Colbert just seems so inauthentic and gross. This is a far cry from Conan, who seemed to lean into Burr's humor. Whenever he appears on the show, he helps the comedian's jokes land with the audience, even if they don't appreciate his sense of humor. Colbert just takes himself far too seriously, and it's really, really cringy. And you see, before he hosted The Late Show, he seemed to actually be funny, and played a self-obsessed character who made his guests wait for him and basked in the applause from his audience. He was entertaining because it was different, and his interruptions felt less like his need to insert himself into the conversation, and more like they were a part of the show as a whole.
And folks, internet equality is more important than ever, as I learned this weekend, when the interwebs tried to swallow me whole. But I am proud to say that I got lodged in its throat and it hacked me back up like a hastily chewed chicken wing.
These days, though, Colbert is far too self-important for his own good. He literally had a motif that included his face painted onto the domed roof of his studio, making it look like a cathedral dedicated to himself. And it's almost not a joke at this point. It's hard to tell if he's just this egotistical and narcissistic, or if it's even a parody anymore. And while he could have played into it for comedy, Colbert just lets it serve as decoration, making this whole setup feel so strange and egotistical, almost like he's worshipping himself and his opinions and expecting others to do the same. Conan is obviously the complete opposite of this. His self-depreciating sense of humor, lack of self-importance, and willingness to adjust his format to better suit his audience makes him so much more enjoyable to watch and authentic. Over the years, he's even openly poked fun at the usual setup of talk shows and how glamorized they've become. Whereas other hosts bask in their own glory and will even talk over guests to prevent dead air, or they'll go on to sanitize politically incorrect jokes, or just love the sound of their own voice. It seems like Conan is the only person who's escaped Hollywood in this sense, the only person who remained authentic and actually likable.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.